Hello, I'm Alan Seal from Transformational Presence, and thank you for taking some time with me for meeting the moment in troubled times when reality won't go away. A few weeks ago, I wrote about speaking your truth when you can no longer be silent. I described it as that moment when the fire in your belly and the love in your heart suddenly converge and break through the floodgates of your soul. And your truth comes pouring out. So today we go a little further, meeting the troubling realities of our restless world, meeting the moment for what it is, especially when what is happening is not what you had hoped for, much less what you could have ever imagined would become reality. Meeting the moment becomes being present with what is, sensing it in a bigger context, and being honest about the motivations that are driving what is happening, and there are often more than one. In short, meeting the moment is about sensing beneath the surface for what this is really about, and then putting your attention and focus on how it's asking you to respond, how it's asking you to respond, ways that you can make a difference, not just for yourself, but for the well-being of all, even if that feels small and insignificant. Maybe the troubled reality in front of you is in your family, or maybe it's in your company or in the politics of your country. Maybe it's a human rights issue or a humanitarian crisis close to home or far away, or maybe it's all of the above. Some of the troubled realities are so big, you don't know what to say or where to begin. So maybe it feels easier to just not talk about what's happening, or to avoid thinking about the danger signals, or to tell yourself the situation is out of your hands, there's nothing you can do. And maybe it's too painful or exasperating to follow the news reports, to see the pictures, to read the stories, to stay informed. So you avoid those too. And you just hope and pray that these situations will somehow get resolved. Yet somewhere deep in the heart of your being, you know that momentum is building. And these situations are not going away. They could, in fact, take us over a metaphorical cliff. Unspoken tension and anxiety fester. The family, the company, the country, the world is increasingly on edge. So what do? It's time to meet the moment head on, yet maybe from a different approach than what's happening out there in the world, maybe what's happening inside of ourselves. The Buddhist teacher Pema Chodron speaks an enormous truth that we as a collective have not acknowledged. She says, "Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know. Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know." Another way of saying that is, it's not going away until we've learned what we need to learn. It's not going away until we've learned what we need to learn. Breathe that in. Let this idea land in your life. And what situation in your personal surroundings will not go away until you and those involved have learned what it has come to teach you. And then zoom out. What situation in our world will not go away until we, the mass consciousness, pay attention to what it's trying to teach us? I believe there is a creative and sustaining intelligence or wisdom at work in the matrix of universal consciousness. Some people might call that God, spirit, mystery, intelligence, universe. My personal preference these days is mystery. And in my understanding of how life works, then all of creation and every situation or circumstance comes into being through that matrix of consciousness. I also believe that we're here for a reason, that we have a life purpose or a soul mission, as I call it in my work, and that we come into this life individually and collectively to learn and grow and evolve. That growth and evolution requires recognizing our responsibility or our ability to choose how we respond. It requires recognizing our responsibility for who we are, our choices and decisions, and the impact of our presence on the collective consciousness. And while attitudes of blame and guilt and criticism and attack loom large in our polarized world, they only serve to keep us trapped in old and unsustainable paradigms of power, control, greed. So that the leading yet unspoken question is too often, how do we get what we want, regardless of the cost? How do we stay in power? How do we stay in control? How do we get what we want, what we think is going to protect our world, our interests? How do we get that, no matter what it costs? Well, what if we started with a different question? What if we first asked, what is this situation asking us to learn? What is this situation asking us to learn? This simple yet powerful question shifts the focus from criticism and blame to compassion and connection. It's a shift from manipulating people and facts to listening and co-creating in service of something bigger. And it begins with tapping into the greater intelligence and wisdom within what is happening and letting that greater intelligence and wisdom show us what the situation is really about. More specifically, what is it trying to show us about what we need to learn and what needs to transform for a healthy and thriving world? The simple question, what's it asking us to learn? It's not a miracle fix. Things are not likely to change overnight, yet it's a shift in focus as a place to start. As more of us listen and respond with new patterns of learning and awareness and action, there's a better chance that the momentum might slow down and, with consistent attention, reverse course. As this happens, then old paradigms begin to slip away, and new doors begin to open. New connections and relationships are sparked, and we begin to sense a possible path forward. Which brings us back to meeting the moment for what it is. To do that, we have to stop everything we are doing and every story we are telling that is keeping us from addressing the truth of what is happening. That demands a fierce tenacity within us and a commitment to something bigger than ourselves. It demands courage and strength and incredible humility. And it demands our ongoing and persistent attention to listening, sensing, and feeling into the moment and what the moment is asking for, asking us for, And what's it trying to teach us? I leave you with a poem to the mass consciousness. They're words that have been pulsing through me for days and finally float out onto paper because the fire in my belly and the love in my heart can no longer keep quiet. It's a poem to all of us, myself included. And it's a clarion call to the decision makers, the policy influencers, and the leaders in governing bodies and judicial systems all over the world. The Great Breaking Open continues to reveal one profound challenge after another. Yet our initial response, no matter what the challenge is, can start with stop. Meet the troubled moment. Ask what you need to learn, what we need to learn. And say yes to the learning. So here's the poem. Stop. Stop avoiding, rationalizing, pretending, stop running, stop busying, denying, excusing, stop appeasing. Just stop. Stop going on as if it's all okay. It's not. So stop. Stop looking for an easy way out. Stop passing the buck, kicking it down the road for someone else to deal with it. Stop. Be present right here, right now. Be present with what is unfolding right in front of you, right in front of us. Stay with whatever is rising up inside of you, even if you can hardly bear to be with it, even if you are impatient or lost in grief or seething with anger or terrified your world is falling apart. It's not easy. It wasn't meant to be. If it was easy, we wouldn't pay attention. Acknowledge the deeper layers of what's happening. And acknowledge what is not happening. Listen for the truth in both. And what is that truth asking you for? And what's it asking us for? Meet the moment like you have never been willing to meet it before. It doesn't mean you have to fix it. Actually, you probably can't, at least not by yourself. And we're past fixing anyway. Something new wants to be created. So meet the moment. Don't walk away. Stay with it. Be open. Listen, sense, feel. Be honest about what you sense. Ask the moment what it's trying to teach you, what it's trying to teach us, and say yes to the learning. Go there. Stop. Meet the moment. Your life will transform, and maybe others' lives too. Maybe even our world. Stop. Meet the moment. Thank you for taking this time with me.